time is 8:25. Joining us in studio, Baruch Lurie. Baruch, sorry, we had to keep from talking about what's going on at Nussbaum.
It was very interesting, nonetheless. Thank you.
It is interesting. All right, you got specials this week.
Yes, yeah, so we've got a very cool special this week. Mm-hmm. It's not a Lamb Society, Howard. Sorry, Howie. But we've got this very cool product. It's box chicken wings. So it's first of all a very nice box with all kinds of good cooking instructions, etc. But basically what it is par-cooked wings with a spice and a marinade. And basically what you do is you throw it into a frying pan, you throw it onto a braai, you throw it into an oven.
Sounds good.
A few minutes you've got great crispy wings, buffalo style.
What a great idea.
But tell us about the box. The box sounds
What's the box?
So it comes in a box and it looks cool. And it's got instructions on it and there's nice pictures. And it's just, it's nice. It's fancy. It's nice.
It's even nice as a present.
Yes.
I'm not sure you're going out for Shabbos dinner. Yeah, you're going to take them a box of par-cooked chicken wings.
I think it's different.
Well, is there
It beats re-gifting Sally Williams again.
I'm just,
you know, because you can't eventually get those stickers
to pull off with Love the Lurie's.
So how long does it last if you're going to re-gift it?
Probably, I would say a week in a fridge, no problem.
Oh, it's a very short re-gifting lifespan.
You need at least two Shabbases to re-gift your gift.
The good news is,
it's not a good re-gifter, but it is a great
present.
It's a
good gift,
I think.
But what makes it an even greater gift is that it costs 79 rand for the box.
And the wings?
It's one kilo. So the box
including the wings.
All right, we thought exactly on the same line.
And the sauce.
We've done this before.
So just to recap, in case anyone didn't get that, it's boxed wings, marinated, spiced, and par-cooked. So it's a quick cook for like 10, 15 minutes on a braai. And it's 79 rand for the box with a kilo inside it.
What do you do with the rest of the chicken?
Oh, so Jewish people love chicken schnitzel. So we sell a lot of chicken schnitzel. And we also have a lovely product which we can't make enough of, and that's a chicken Maryland. And that is a drum and a thigh together, which is the most succulent part of the chicken. And we do that spiced, we do that plain, and we do that cooked. So we are able to get rid of all of the chicken and, of course, the carcass and the giblets people use for soup.
Do they?
Well, I mean, we do.
Really? Is that still a thing? What about fissalach?
What is
that? You can't get fissalach so often.
Whoa. For those of us that come from the more German side of Europe.
Fissalach.
What is a fissalach?
It's a foot. It's a toe.
Why does one want that?
Is
it good for running?
In the olden days, you would be eating your chicken soup and suddenly there would be a claw.
I can't do this. Why do we want to do this?
Kosher versions have been pedicured.
Straight from sorbet, your fissalach arrives.
Right, with jellish. Time is 8:28. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum. Just give us that special one more time.
Boxed wings.
Thank you.
Par cooked, spice marinated. They are delicious. You throw them on the braai for 10, 15 minutes and they're done. And it's 79 rand for the box.